In this bulletin, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson returns to Parliament after a Supreme Court verdict. A bill to decriminalise abortion succeeds in the New South Wales Parliament. And in rugby league, directors prepare to meet to discuss up to 30 Tongan players threatened boycott. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has slammed the Supreme Court for interfering in the political issue of Brexit. Members have returned to Westminster after the court ruled the suspension of British Parliament was unlawful. There were heated questions directed towards Mr. Johnson over his future as leader and Britain's plan to leave the European Union in October. Mr. Johnson challenged opposition parties to table a motion of no confidence or back a general election.
The truth is that the majority in this Parliament, the majority opposite, are not opposed to the so-called no deal. This Parliament does not want Brexit to happen at all. And many of those who voted for the Surrender Act a few weeks ago said then that their intention was to stop a no-deal Brexit.
Ukraine's president says there wasn't pressure to take any action against US President Donald Trump's rival Joe Biden during the telephone call in July. Volodymyr Zelensky has defended Mr. Trump with a transcript showing the US president ordered the US government to freeze aid to Ukraine. An impeachment inquiry could threaten Mr. Trump's presidency, but Mr. Zelensky has appeared at a press conference with the US president supporting his behaviour during the call.
It was normal. We spoke about many things, and I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed me. Yes.
Mr. Trump says he fully supports transparency on whistleblower information, but also transparency into the Biden family.
I didn't threaten anybody. In fact, the press was asking questions of the president of Ukraine, and he said, no pressure. I used the word pressure. I think he used the word push, but he meant pressure, but it's the same thing. No push, no pressure, no nothing. It's all a hoax, folks. It's all a big hoax. And the sad thing about this hoax is that we work so hard with all of these countries.
A bill to decriminalise abortion has passed the New South Wales Parliament this morning. The legislation passed the upper house this week after hours of debate and has now cleared the lower house. Pregnancy terminations will become available up to 22 weeks and later if deemed necessary by a doctor. Members embraced each other when the bill was approved after a final vote.
Thank you. The question is that the Legislative Council amendments to what was known as the Reproductive Health Care Reform Bill, now known as the Abortion Law Reform Bill 2019, be agreed to. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it. That does conclude the consideration in detail. I will return to the Speaker. Order, please. Order, please.
Australia's Prime Minister says the nation is acting to protect oceans by assessing how shipping contributes to plastic water pollution. Mr. Morrison didn't attend the UN Climate Action Summit, but he's hit back at what he calls false information about Australia's environmental action. The latest intergovernmental panel report on climate change warns of extreme sea level rises, with Greenpeace urging world leaders to listen to science. Prime Minister Morrison says he wants to stop plastic pollution in oceans and has suggested global critics are overlooking Australia's climate achievements.
Australia supports the High-Level Panel for a Sustainable Ocean Economy, and we are working through the International Maritime Organization to address the way shipping contributes to plastics pollution in our oceans. Australia supports the G20 work on marine plastic debris.
To sport, and in rugby league, former Wallaby Israel Folau will learn his future as a possible player for Tonga at a meeting today. Up to 30 Tongan players are threatening to boycott the end-of-year tests and World Nines, and Folau's future is also on the agenda. Rugby League International Federation directors are expected to have a phone hookup about the disagreement with Tongan players. And now a look at today's weather. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 22. It's sunny in Adelaide and 24. It's also cloudy in Melbourne, 20 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, 19. Early fog and then sunny, 19 in Canberra. In Wollongong, a possible shower, also 19. In Sydney, much the same, 21. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 23. Possible shower for Brisbane as well. It's 25 there. In Cairns, it's partly cloudy, 30 degrees for you. And in Darwin, it's also sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.